Today's daf is daf Kuf Zion, and we're holding on the bottom. On the base, Misha Halach L'Medinat Hayam. So we have a machloket in our Mishnah between the Bnei Kohanim Gidolim and between the Psak of Hanan, in which they're arguing about whether you need a Shavua at the end or even at the beginning. But it seems very clear from the Mishnah that there's certainly no question about the fact that if the husband went overseas, that the woman does have a right to get mizanot. The only question is whether she has to swear that it wasn't paid up by her husband before. And yet, surprisingly, we are about to find a machloket Rav and Shmuel about this very issue. Does a woman have the ability to go to court and get her husband's property now sold in order for her to have mizonot? Obviously, that's going to create problems with the Mishnah, and that's where we're going. So Rav says, in a case where husband went away to Medinat Hayam, did not show up, we will go and we will sell his property. Whereas according to Shmuel, we do no such thing. Omar Shmuel modeli Abba, Rav, remember this machlokas Rashi, not the Mishonim, about whether Rav was Rav's name and Abba is just a somebody who's close and sweet to him, would call him Abba as a lashon of Ovi Ovi, Rechav Yisrael, it's a chashivas, which is expressive of his godless and somebody's relationship, like Shmuel, or whether it's vice versa, that Abba is a personal name, and that he was calling him by a personal name because of his closeness, and that Rav was the name of the Hashimah. But in any event, he's saying that Rav has made it to me, Bishlosha Chodashim Rishonim, that certainly we would not collect from a husband who was overseas for the first 3 months of his absence. It's impossible to believe that a man simply disappears without making some arrangements for his wife. Therefore, he must have left her money, or he had provided the food somewhere, or she's got a bank account, whatever it is. There's no way that this makes sense. Now, and this is true, however, the Rishonim point out, and we pass in the halacha, that of course this is only where we don't have an assumption that this guy has abandoned his wife. I mean, if there was any indication that the relationship between them was not doing too well, then none of this would apply. They're not a robber. We would think that he left town in order to get away with murder and not provide for her. And we certainly would immediately go down to make sure that she gets mizanot. Now, Bisha Shomu Bosha Meiz Kuliyamalo Pligi. If we had now a Shmu'ah, we had witnesses that had heard that she had died, that he had died, so then everybody agrees that certainly we will provide for mizanot.
Shmu would have to be witnesses.
Well, witnesses at least that heard. So, because of other issues in the Shmuel, in the Sugya, Tosus points out the difference between Kol and Eidim. The question of whether we're talking about Eid Echa, two Eidim that saw, two Eidim with God, there's four possibilities, basically. But we're going to see from the Sugya that this seems to be, at this point, what we're talking about is two Eidim, but two Eidim that didn't personally see the Mishnah. So where they were Shama Bosha Meit, of course, there we would certainly be able to give her because, I mean, look, what's the Shaila? I mean, if a guy is dead, well, who cares? I mean, she could be Gova her Ketuvah, so why shouldn't she be able to collect her Ketuvah or collect Mizanot, as the case would be, and then she makes her normal Shrua when she's collecting that he wasn't Matvasi the Tzori for the Ketuvah. There'd be no problem in this case. However, where they're arguing is in a case, what is the argument? Rav Amar Puskin, the Hamish Ubatla. Rav says, look, I mean, the bottom line is he's chayav to give her. And that comes first. Any other indications that he had provided for her, I mean, remember, we're not talking about the first 3 months where we said that Rav was made it. Shmuel Amar, nonetheless, despite the fact that it's a given that he's Mishubat to her, in Puskin. Why would this be? My time, I mean, Rav makes a great deal of sense. Why would Shmuel say in Puskin? We have a machlokas Rav Zvid and Rav Pop as to what the reasoning in Shmuel is. Rav Zvid Amar Ema Tzrori Atvasa. So Rav Zvid sends our standard backup solution to these problems is that we always have a chashash that a person provided in a form that we don't know about, and therefore we cannot give her money because if he were here, he certainly could have said that. Rav Papa says the problem is the chashin et shema amar la tzima asei adayach b'mizonotai. He may have reached an agreement with her, and obviously this requires her acquiescence, but he may have reached an agreement with her by which she was willing to take on an independent existence and to utilize her own funds. She won't give him any salary any longer, and he won't be chayef to her to provide her with mizonot. And if that were the case, so then why would we collect from his property for her? Is there a practical difference between Rav Zvid's approach of Tzrori and Rav Papa's approach of that perhaps he had made an agreement with her that he's not chayev in mizonot? Says the Gemara, there is indeed. If you have a woman who is a gedola, as opposed to a ketana, of course, so she's a gedola and therefore she knows how to handle money, and there's a reason to suspect that he had given her a bank account to manage her affairs while she was gone, and he had paid her up. And in that case, if the problem is a mitzrori atvaso, so she's a gedola, we have to be chayish for tzrori. And in this case, where she is making insufficient salary to cover her expenses, so then we know that she couldn't possibly have agreed to be independent because she can't afford it. So therefore, we wouldn't have applied the approach that he may have reached an agreement with her, but we would have applied the approach. Yeah. We would have applied the approach. My goodness, we better do something about that. I don't know if I myself got in the do. So, but we would have applied the approach of Emetzori Atvasa, or the difference would be in the opposite case. Inami Ktana. A Ktana, we're not Chayesh, that he gave her a bank account. She doesn't know how to manage her affairs. So over there we don't have the Chashash of Tzrori Atvasa. But if this Ktana is doing quite well with what it is that she's making, and remember, I mean, she's doing crafts. She may easily be able to provide for herself with her knitting and her sewing or her spinning, which is her chiyuv to do the spinning. So in that case, maybe indeed, yes, we would say that if the svara is that maybe he reached an agreement with her that she should be independent by her too, maybe we reach such an agreement. Now, Lemaisa, obviously we have a little bit of problem with this approach, because if the issue is that maybe he had reached an agreement with her, and there were, as we just proved, that's only talking about in a case where it was Sipka. So why in the world would we now go to his property? Why don't we just tell her, look, we don't know what the story is. You're making enough money. Use your money. And that way he's not taking your money. So we should go sell his fields and let her take the money and do what with it? What, deposit it in his bank account? Sell his field, deposit it in his bank account. Elamai's going to keep the money, so let her use the money to make a living. I mean, the whole thing makes no sense. Unless the point is that the money, perhaps up until this month, was sufficient, and she had reached that agreement with him, which means that he was parted from his zaynus. Now the fact that she can't make enough money, that's not his problem. Maybe when he comes back, though, indeed, we will force him to renegotiate. But we can't say he's chayev after he made a deal with her. Or it could be, I mean, these are different rishonim, give different explanations for the absurdity of this. It makes no sense. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is that the truth is her normal ma'aseh yadayim. Remember, the ma'aseh yadayim is defined by the Mishnah, what she's expected to do. But she can certainly do a lot more if she wants. I mean, she's got plenty of time to work. So it could be that the situation is that we believe that if she wants to make money, that she would be able to. But if she agreed to him, maybe it was kedai for her to work hard in order to get out of his clutches. But if she's coming to Bezda now, and she's saying, well, I never made such an agreement, and I don't want her to work any harder, so we can't tell her, look, you're mechuyev to work harder. In this case, if it's not misepik, perhaps, it could be. There's other approaches as well, but But obviously, he can't be talking about that. The money is here, and the money is coming in, and we're going to go sell it, and then put her money into an account for him. That would be the height of absurdity. All right, so now, obviously, the first thing on our mind is that this Machlokas Ravitch rule makes no sense whatsoever when it comes to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah takes for granted that obviously a woman has mizonot if her husband went overseas. The only shaila is whether she has to be nishbat in the beginning or she nishbat in the end when she comes to collect her ketuvah. But it never occurred to anybody to say that the woman b'chalal wouldn't be able to collect. How in the world do we have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about something that all of the shitot in the Mishnah take for granted? Ask the Gemara. Tonight, we just had a Mishnah that says, Misha alach l'medinat hayam v'ishto tovat mizonot. Chanan omer tishavah besof v'lo tishavah b'tchila. Nechol k'olav b'nei kohanim gedolim lo amru, no, tishavah b'tchila u'besof. Okay, wonderful. But the bottom line is that I can't l'pligei l'linyin shvua. The only machlokas between Chanan and the b'nei kohanim gedolim was when to take the shvua. But as far as the right that she has to sue for mizonot to collect, obviously nobody questioned that. Mizone yavinela. So how does Shmuel possibly get away with saying such a thing that she is unable to collect mizonot? This makes no sense. Answers the Gemara, obviously Shmuel will have to say, Tirgama Shmuel, b'shishamu bo shemet. Remember Shmuel himself said before that in a case where b'shishamu bo shemet, lo plige. So, okay, that's the case in the Mishnah. We heard that he had died, therefore what's the problem? Let her collect anyway. She's about to make a ketuvah, a shvua anyway, in order to collect. So we have no problems in that case. But what's our chashash? The guy wasn't planning to die, so what are we going to say? Elamai, maybe, tzrori atvasar, so then, but she's making a shvua anyway. So that shvua, she's allowed to collect. So what's the problem? Toshma. Okay, how about this case? Here it says, Misha lach medinat hayam, vishto tovat mizonot, b'nei kohanim gedolino omrim tishava, chanan omer lo tishava. Okay, now so far there's no new information here, but dig this. Here's the next words. V'im ba v'yamar, if the husband comes and says, pasakti la mizonot, listen here, you guys rewarded her mizonot. I had given her mizonot before. I gave her money for mizonot. So in that case, he would be ne'eman. He, of course, would take a shvua, but he's ne'eman, and she would have to return what it was that Beit Din had rewarded her. Well, I mean, if the guy is here to argue it, it's unlikely that he's dead. So, I mean, is Shmuel going to say the case over there is that we heard that he's dead? Yes. Says Shmuel, it's talking about b'shishamo b'shemet. But it says he showed up. Well, yes, reports of his demise were grossly exaggerated. Precisely. It's talking about that he showed up after we thought that he was dead. I mean, is that so terrible? Toshma. How about this case? Somebody goes to Medinat Hayam. Ishto tovad mizonot. V'im ba v'amar tzi'im ha'aseh yadayach v'mizonotayich. Rishai. So if he comes now and he says that I want her to take care of her own needs. What kind of business is this? She had plenty of money, and therefore she borrowed money. Let her pay back her money. What's her problem? If Kadmu Beit Din Pasku, however, if Beit Din had already collected for her, so then Masha Pasku, he can't collect it back. Says the Gemara, so Shmuel will say the same thing. It's talking about Pasku because Shabu Bo Shemait. What's your problem? That it's unlikely that if we heard the guy was mate that he returned. No, that's not a fatal question. Okay, how about this? Tashma. Misha lach medinat hayam, mishto tovat mizanot, beit din yordin lenechasav, vizanim umefarnesim leishto, avolo lebanav avnotav, avolo davar acher. So here it says beferush. That the guy goes to Medinat Hayam, his wife is asking for mizonot, Beit Din is going to go and sell his property, they will take care of his wife, but they will not take care of his children, and they will not provide for another thing, which we're going to talk about later. So now, what's the case over here? I mean, if he's dead, why wouldn't we be giving Banava Vinotap? Isn't that, I mean, that's what the din is, if a guy died. Omer of Sheshdom, we're talking over here by Mashret Ishtar Yedei Shalish. The man had appointed an agent to take care of his wife before he left. And now the agent says, listen, I'm sick and tired of it. For 3 months I've been taking care of it. Get some other sucker to deal with this issue. So now we know, what's the chashash? We know that he had agreed to provide her mizonos. He certainly hadn't been matfis or tzrori. We know that he agreed to provide her mizonos. He certainly hadn't told her tzimasi adayek with mizonotayek. So in this case, there's no chashash, because it's evident that the arrangements that he's made have failed, and that he felt it necessary to make arrangements. So now we know that he has a shibutter, so we're certainly going to go and collect it. So, says the Gemara, but that makes no sense. If the case is that he had appointed an agent to deal with his family, so then he would have appointed the agent to deal with his children as well, right? I mean, you're not going to... I mean, it's one case. You're contrasting something innate about the difference between a woman and the difference in the children. So, how does that make sense? Well, no, it's talking about that he specifically appointed an agent to deal with his wife, and he said, don't deal with my kids. Yisrael azov, and Yisrael azov. Oh, come off it, for heaven's sake. So my Pascha. We never explain a Mishnah like that. A Mishnah that's coming to tell us a fundamental distinction. So you create a case that allows for the distinction to happen, which is the exact opposite of a fundamental distinction. What would be the point of creating an artificial case where a guy appoints someone for one purpose and not for the other purpose, and then tell us the great chiddush that since he appointed it for this purpose but not for the other purpose, we'll only continue to feed for this purpose? I mean, it's an absurdity. Ela Amar of Papa. Truth is, it isn't such an absurdity. Because, as Tosva says, I mean, after all, the guy is chayef to be based in his wife. He's not chayef to be based in one of them, Nisa. We don't never say my Pascha when we're talking about a norm, right? Okay, Tosva has a number of approaches. Ela Amar of Papa, it's talking about Kishishama Boshamed Be'ed Echad. Here the issue is like this. You're taking for granted that we couldn't have been talking about a case of Shama Boshamet, because if we were, why weren't we feeding the Yitomim? Ah, but let me tell you something. Suppose we have an Eid Echad that he died, or an Eid Echad that heard that he died. Then what happens? So if, as far as the Yorshim are concerned, we say, look, you can't go and collect your father's funeral. We don't know that he's dead. It's only an Eid Echad. But since we have a Takana for her, that she's allowed to remarry on the basis of an Eid Echad, and since the ketuvah is specifically dependent, he writes Kherish in the Tanaya ketuvah, that as long, when you can go and get married, you can collect this ketuvah. So obviously we're unable to say, well, we're only going to be matur to get married, but we're not going to give her a ketuvah. So therefore, in this case, she for sure has the right to collect. They do not have the right. Now that's a very fundamental distinction. That's not Pascha. We're saying that in a case, there's a case that we will not feed the Yitomim because we don't believe the fact that he's dead. But we will believe the aid when it comes to her because of our special takana. We learned all about a Yivamot, that we allow a woman to remarry on the basis of an aid because she does her own investigations, and she's liable to lose so much that we're saying it on her investigations. But if that's the case, then she's able to certainly collect up until her ketuvah anyway. I mean, what would be the problem over here if she wants to collect the ketuvah? Or, since she's allowed to remarry, she has the right from his own out from her husband's estate. That's all part of the same Tanakh Ketuvah. So therefore, she, who even if she had wished to marry on the basis of an Eid Echad's testimony, would have been allowed to remarry. So the Mizoninami Yavinah, we're certainly going to, by the same token, allow her to collect Mizonot. Whereas Banavu Notav, the Iboilam Echat and the Chasav, the Edechad, lo Matsunachte. However, his children, if they would wish to collect from his estate, they're not allowed to collect on the basis. We need proof that the father is dead before we're going to give them the Yerusha. So if that's the case, the Edechad means nothing vis-a-vis the children, and therefore Mizoni lo Yavinah lo. What was this other thing? It says, you don't give the children, you don't give another thing. What's that other thing? My davar acher. Rav Chista Amar Takshit. It means that we will not sell the husband's property in order to pay Chanel. Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah. We will not sell the husband's property even though we have a general levy against every member of the city for a particular tzedakah. We won't collect from his property. Why won't we collect from him? We don't collect because we assume that wherever he is, he's giving tzedakah over there. As he became now dependent, he's away for 3 months now. So he's dependent in this other city's tzedakah giving. Otherwise, we would assume that a person would want to be part of his community's tzedakah. But in any event, if you hold that we won't go to pay Chanel, we're certainly not going to go pay tzedakah. But mandi omer tzedakah, okay, tzedakah bezin will not be posek, but tachshit yavin alav, we will pay Chanel. Why? Because the lo nechalei detinvo, normally a man is not desirous of his wife being put into position of being sickening to others just because he's away. You forget what it was like before there was dry cleaning. You forget what it was like before there were sewers.
It's not just positive, in other
words. It's not just positive. That's correct. It was only, believe me, very recently. I mean, you're talking only about 150 years. Before that, you literally could not walk outdoors in any city without carrying around some kind of a smell device. You would simply die from the scent. We're talking about maybe you couldn't walk in London. It was impossible to walk. Chicago had no sewers.
4067,
what? The sewer just went straight down the street.
4067, what? Right. City also.
Hmm?
I was talking 4067.
Yeah,
that's
true. So that's Nivul. Nivul, your begot stink and the city stinks and everything stinks. And walking around with smell is an absolute essential.
Chicago had an underground sewage system.
Listen, very advanced here. The Romans, okay. You know, after all, remember Monty Python. Toshma. Hayevama. Shlosha chodeshim rishonim nizonet mishel ba'ala. Here we have an interesting situation. A Yevama can't get married for 3 months. Now, he said in the Ketuvah, I mean, even if he didn't say it, he said it, because it's Tznai Beit Din, that you will be entitled to continue to eat from my estate, kol yemei megar armelutech, as long as you are living in my home as an almana. Now, clearly this would not apply to a almana who left no children. Her husband left no children, and she requires Yibum because she can go and be Mityah, but now the Kiyuv is on her and on him to be Miyadim. However, for 3 months, she cannot get Yibum because we need to know whose child in case she's pregnant in any case. Certainly in this case where if she's pregnant, she's not supposed to be Mityah Benet. So she's got to wait because of her first husband. She's got to wait 3 months. So if that's the case, for those 3 months, she certainly may gar Malutai. Because it's his being her husband that is preventing her now from being able to marry and to get nizonot. But mikan ve'elech, from that point on, eina nizonet lo mishel ba'ala v'lo mishel yavam. There, after that, she's supposed to be mityabemet. So she's no longer now kol yemei megar melutech. She has a husband. So she doesn't go ahead and get married to him. So as long as there's no Yibum, he's not yet in a position of being Mechuyev to pay her. Because only a husband has to be Mazin. So she's left without either. However, if she says, listen here, the guy's not doing Yibum. So she goes now to court and she says this man has to be forced to either be Chaylitz or to be Meyabimi. And he is Barach. You took one look at her, let me tell you, before we have to. So, actually, it's a machlokas, whether we're talking about Barach, he ran away because of her, or he ran away for some other reason, like they were after him, you know, the cops were after him. and which we'll see. It makes a big naf kamina later on. Lagabe the knas. I don't understand the knas. So in that case, nizonet mishel yavam. Even though miikra din, he's only chayef to be mazin her after he becomes her husband, which would be after yibum. But for over a year, for lack of performance, he will be forced to give her mizonos. So therefore, the Gemara now is assuming that if that's the case, it should be the same halacha when it comes to a husband. Here he was Barak, he's not in town, we're going to go and collect. So we're timing against Shmuel. If we're going to go and collect from the Yavam, why won't we go and collect from the husband? I don't understand. What are you saying? Lamai nechushla. Why wouldn't we collect? I mean, if it's imishum tzrori, what, that we're afraid before he ran away, he gave her tzroras of money. Lo mekarva daita lagaba. I mean, he's not concerned for her. He has a relationship with her that we would be cheshish, that he wouldn't have left town without leaving her something. So, I mean, it's clearly not much. We ran away from her, right? Because of her. So if that's the case, then it should be like an ones. So why are we forcing him to be mazin? So Tosis explains, because it should never have come to this point. What do you mean she went to court, she sued him, and then he's barach? He should have taken care of it immediately. Why is he waiting? Why did she have to go sue him? So because of that, we're going to be kenes, even if it was an ones. Fine. So, therefore, says Shmuel, well, certainly he didn't give her anything because he doesn't care about her. And imishum ma'aseh yadeh, what are you saying? That he's maybe said to her before he ran away, that listen, you work and you pay for your own mizonot. Lo mishtar daleh. She's not mechuyevet to him yet. Even if we're kone, sir, we're not making a deal. You pay for mizonot, and now as a yavam, before you're even kenes, you should be able to keep her salary. There's no such thing. So he can't make any kind of deal like that. When he goes ahead now, he's Meyabemer, that's a different issue. But right now, he's the one that's in trouble. He's going to have to take care of that. I made it too. What does that have to do with the case that I'm talking about? Where a husband disappeared, a husband is Mikravadaite. We do have to suspect that he cared enough about his wife to provide her money. Or we do have a Sheba that she has to him from Isiadayim, and maybe he made a deal with her. Look, I'm going overseas. You know, I may not be available, there may not be money available. Why don't you start banking your own money and make sure that you've got enough money to take care of yourself? So that's very reasonable, says Shmuel. Tashma, let's see from this if we can bring a ray against Shmuel. Ha'isha she'alcha hi uba'ala l'medinat hayam. Ubat v'amra met ba'ali. So over here the woman returns from overseas where she had gone with her husband, and she says, my husband died. So we said that we believe a woman in those circumstances. Ratzta nizonet, ratzta govak tuvata. So just like every woman is believed to say mate bali for the same reason, same takana, and she has a right to be married on that basis. So if that's the case, she also has a right to collect her ktuva, as we said earlier. That's the tzna'i beit din that it says. Likishitinasi titli mashakatuv lechi. In which case, why can't she collect the ktuvah? If she can collect the ktuvah, she can collect mizonot. So that's up to her. Now, suppose she says, not that he died, but that he gave me a divorce. Girshani Bali. So Girshani Bali, we don't believe her. Her husband's not here. She's not saying in his face, Girshani. So she's not able to collect her ktuvah. Because how do we know that he was a megarisher? We don't believe her for Gerishim. But Mizone, why shouldn't we give her? Mamanavshach. If he really had been Megarisher, she has a right to Ktuvah. If he hadn't been Megarisher, she has a right to Mizonot. So certainly Mizonot, up until the value of the Ktuvah, we can give her, right? Because no matter what the situation is, we would give her. But of course, we would only give her according to Rav. This Mamanavshach doesn't work according to Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, what do you mean? If she was Tovat Mizanot, we wouldn't collect Mizanot for her. So why in this case, if we don't believe her that she was Begureshet, why do we say Mamanavshach, let her collect Mizanot? So apparently we have a clear raya against Shmuel. Says Shmuel, it's talking about over here, that Kishishamu Bo Shemait, we heard that he died. She's the one who's saying that he divorced her. As far as we know, he died. He didn't divorce her. So therefore, in this case, she should be able to collect mizonot. So, says the Gemara, so then why do we make it dependent on the ketuvah? So maishna ad kdei ketuvata. If you're telling me, I thought you said that when we heard that a man died, that she has a right to mizonot, that even Shmuel was made it. Now Shmuel says he's talking about that she had a right to mizonot because there were witnesses. So then I don't understand why it's limited. What do you mean you don't understand why it's limited? Because she says it's limited. If a person is made that somebody doesn't owe them money, so what are we going to say? No, we insist on giving you money. She says that he gave me a divorce. If she's a divorcee, she obviously has no right to mizonot. The most she has, according to her own words, is the right to the ketuvah. She said, but we don't believe her. Good, you don't believe her. So if you don't believe her, then she has a right even more. So the most that you do over here is you believe her insofar as limiting what you don't believe her. So we give her her mizonot, and we'll only give her mizonot up until the value of her ketuvah, because she said, "Ida mafsida nafsha." She was mafsida herself by claiming that she was divorced. If she had shut up, she could have gotten mizonot for the rest of her life.
It's also not going to be a divorcee than an almanac.
Sorry?
It could rather be a divorcee.
Makes some difference.
Anyway, it's not
it's irrelevant. What her reasoning is irrelevant.
It could be both.
It can't be both. If she was first divorced, the fact that he died later is irrelevant.
No, I'm saying that could have happened. I'm just saying that she could tell him the truth.
We heard is that before this even happened. He was dead. Right.
But if she says Gershani, she shall get
it. Okay. She doesn't, so we don't believe her. We believe her in terms of losing her own money. If she's saying, I don't deserve this mizonah, it's fine, it's okay, don't. Toshma. Okay, so this too was no right against Shmuel. Boy, we're really looking for something over here. Toshma, how about this? Ketzer amrum ima'enet ein la mizonot. Now, we came up with a statement, ima'enet does not have a mizonot. What are we referring to when we say ima'enet doesn't have mizonot? I mean, iyata yacholom harbi yoshevet tachat ba'ala? But you certainly don't mean that a woman who could be ima'enet, but is currently married, remember that a ima'enet would be a ketana, who does not have a father, either legally doesn't have a father or really doesn't have a father because he died, and she goes now and is married only because of the acceptance of a kedushin dirabbana, simply to prevent people from taking advantage of her as a ketana. So we made a takana that she can have a husband. But if she doesn't like the husband that her mother chose, her brother chose, she can walk out on him by saying, I don't like you. So let's go be mad in it. If she's been ma'anet, she annuls the marriage retroactively. So if she's currently in a state of marriage to this guy, she hasn't walked out, so certainly she does get mizonot. I mean, that's part of the protection. We didn't institute a so-called marriage where she's only being protected against other people's promiscuous activities. And this guy can do what he wants and not provide for her. The whole point over here is that we're giving her a husband. So certainly, ba'ala chayav mizonot. Ella, I mean, if it's after she was ma'anet, you got to be crazy. Of course she doesn't have mizonot. What kind of kiddush is that? So it can't be before, and it can't be after. No. So what is it? The only possibility is that she is capable of miyun, but wasn't ma'anet, and her husband went l'midinat hayam. Right? Okay. Ella kagon shalach ba'ala l'midinat hayam. So then the case is she goes ahead, she borrows money, and she's ochelet. And then now, since she is subsequently mima enet, amda umiana, the husband comes back and says, what, are you crazy? I'm going to pay for the money that you borrowed for your mizonot when it turns out now you were never even married to me. Because you annulled the marriage. So therefore, I have new responsibilities for anything that you do. Ah, okay. But in other words, we're saying, but this is a special halacha in a mima enet. But if it had been a normal woman who couldn't be ma'anav in it, so alo mi'ana yavirana. No. So there you go. Shmuel says, what do you mean? We won't give any woman's. Why, she's better. Why is she better? Amalach Shmuel, yes, she is better. Because achalamai nechushla, what exactly is your concern? He's chayev and mezainus, is he not? Yes. You're afraid what? That he was matfis or a bank account. A ketana, we said earlier, we don't give bank accounts to. People generally will not trust the ketana to manage your own affairs. So mamela, that's not the chashash. Ella, what's the chashash over here? That he told her, mishum ma'aseh yadea, he told her, tzi'i ma'aseh yadayach b'mezonotayeh. A ketana doesn't usually make enough money to support herself. I mean, it's true, we said before that the difference would be a ketana who can support herself. Good in such a case, yes. But certainly if a bride is coming to tell me halacha, I mean, it's Mishnah, it's coming to tell me halacha about norms. The norm is that a ketana, I won't have to be chayshish litzrori. And the norm is that a ketana, I don't have to be chayshish that he made a deal with. I'm going to tell a little girl, go and support yourself. It's not reasonable. Or you're going to tell a little girl, here's the number to my secret Swiss bank account. Also not reasonable. Therefore, Zeshmo, Badaka, she is in fact better off than a regular woman. Because with her, we don't have the normal chashash of either Tzorori or the Tzi'i Masiyah Dayak Rizonon Tanya. I have a message from your barber.
Time.
Not only is it time, he believes that allowing your hair to have grown to this extent is making you very tired and worn out.
Carrying the load,
extra weight, heavy head.
It's just a sense of being disordered. So he wants to see you very soon. I'm serious. My Havelos, what's the bottom line over here about this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Ki Atar of Dimi Omar, Maaseh Balifnei Rebbe Bebeit Shaarim Upasak LaMezonot. Look, I can tell you from an actual event, Rebbe was Pasik Mezonot for a woman like Rav. Although I also have to tell you that there was a Maisa that came Bifnei Rebbe Yishmol and Sipori, Velo Pasak LaMezonot. And when Rebbe Yochanan heard about that, he was very surprised. Toiva Rabbi Yochanan, he said, what kind of business is that? V'chimara Rabbi Yishmael shelo pasak la mezonot. I mean, what about the Mishnah? How could Rabbi Yishmael say a woman doesn't have a right to mezonot? The Mishnah says that there's a machloket b'nei kohanim gedolim and chanan about when to take the shvuah for mezonot. There's certainly no machloket about whether you get mezonot. The Rabbi Yochanan was shocked. Halo nechlego b'nei kohanim gedolim v'chanan ela le'inyan shvuah av mezone yavinana. Amalei Reb Shaman Bar Abba, that's a problem. We had a whole discussion about this in the Beis HaMedrash because of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we worked it out. Far Tirgama Rabbeinu Shmuel Bebavel, Kishishamu Bo Shemait. Of course, it was only true, according to Shmuel, in a mission in the case where we knew, or we thought we knew, that he had died. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan said, listen, I'm also bright enough to figure out a dumb case like that, all right? But I don't understand. Patrito bakulei, what, you have to go ahead and give explanations for things that don't make any sense? There's no reason to try to figure out a shita that's ridiculous on the face of it and explain why the Mishnah should work out according to such a shita.
Rob, it's easy.
No, of course, a man is meshubit. What, we're going to take away the shibut because of some crazy thing? Maybe. We have a definite shibud. You'll notice that we only asked earlier what Shmuel's reasoning. We never asked what's Rav's reasoning. Rav's reasoning, that's evident. Kiyota Ravin, now Ravin actually had the mice of the opposite, which is interesting, because over here, okay, Mela, that Rav Yochanan should support Rebbe's psak, I understand. But according to Ravin's mice, it was exactly the opposite, that the mice was Balif the Rebbe Bebeit Shaarim Velo Pasak La Mizanot. Rebbe actually did not give Mizanot, and then Rebbe Yishmol, was in Tzipori, Pasak La Mizanot. And in this version, Rebbe Yochanan was shocked at Rebbe's behavior.
Same case,
except they reversed the Shitas. What do you mean, same case?
The same story.
No. Do you mean same story, Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuel, or do you mean same story about Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuel?
Yes.
The latter, yes. So in this version, he said, Ma ra'a Rebbe shalopa sakla. I don't understand Rebbe. Question was, when to take a shua? But certainly everybody agreed that mizonot ya'avinama, omalei Reb Shammah bar Abba. And in this version also, Reb Shammah bar Abba said, look, kvartir kama shmua bababa, it's talking about kishishamu bo shemait. And even against Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan said, ah, a waste of time, patrita bakuleya, well, you have to work out a mishnah to for a crazy shita. Why would we not give a woman mizonot? So Yochatakavati the Rav Uposkin mizonot Leyeshetish. So here we're going to have a series of Piskei Halakha, which often happens at the end of a sugya. We are placing mizonot Leyeshetish, like Rav said. We're not chayish for atvasa or for deal of tzimasi adayek with mizonotayev. Ve Yochatakavati the Ravun Amarav. Furthermore, we also paskin like Rav, as quoted by Ravuna, in the other issue, the famous question, which of course is no day of this sugya. The Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Yechola Isha Shetomar LaVa'ala Eni Nizonet Veni Osa. But it's not only a man who would have to agree to a deal like that with a woman and say, look, I don't want to provide you mizonot, you take care of yourself and I won't take your salary. But according to Ravuna Amar Rav, the entire takana was for the benefit of a woman in the first place. So therefore, if she says, I don't like this takana, I make 10 times what this jerk makes, I'm going to give him my salary because of a crummy mizonot he gives me, I'll maintain my own lifestyle and I'll maintain my own bank accounts, 100% she can do that. Because this was only a beneficial for her. And a person who says, as we said earlier, that it's lo nechali betakanta the rabbon, and for my sake it's no good for me. He's not b'chuyiv to accept that takana, which was only made for his benefit. That's indeed how we pask it. Can you imagine?
Nowadays, especially.
Can you imagine? We're talking 2,000 years ago, this aloha. A woman could say to her husband, listen, you're a jerk, I ain't giving you any money. that's amazing. I just can't get over it.
No.
These are the rabbis that are misogynists.
You know? He decides if he's in Kailo, he decides if
he's
in
Kailo. Yeah, exactly. The Hilchot HaKavati, the Rav Zvid, we also pask it like Rav Zvid, when we're talking about Rav Zvid. So we're talking about another Pesach Rav Zvid. We pask it like Rav Zvid when it comes to Kunya. There's a famous Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot, very, very Negei LaHalacha, about what kunya is. Rashi learns that all over that kunya refers to leaded porcelain, so that it's coated with a lead coating, which was very, very popular during the days of the Romans, which actually accounts probably for the demise of the Roman Empire ultimately.
It's popular in the Chinese now.
Yeah, that's right. Because they ended up being poisoned, actually. They would store their wine in these leaded porcelain containers, and they would die in great agony, quite young. A lot of the Roman soldiers, the one, and it's interesting. I mean, there's now data, you know, examining exhumed skeletons.
They're waterproof too, right?
Yeah. These people were really in bad shape because everything was lead. So Rashi learns that it's talking about a lead glaze. And that the question is whether a lead glaze will allow a absorption in the porcelain. Once it would absorb, then it would have a dinikliharis. Dinikliharis, of course, you can't get out anything that absorbed in it. Tosfos learns that it means glazed literally with glass, and he says that's the whole point, because the lead often has alum mixed with it. Simply because that's the way it's mined, not because they mix it on purpose, and that's what the Gemara is about to discuss. And then it wouldn't make sense if it was talking about lead, because that would be the norm. So says the Gemara, Reb Zvid, we paskin like Bekunya. Reb Zvid's psak Bekunya was that hai mani Bekunya, chivrei v'uchni sharu. So if you've got white or transparent or dark glaze, that's mutter. But if you've got a colored, a greenish glaze, that proves that there's tzarif in it, which Tosis actually translates as alum. And so it's so there, that actually binds with the porcelain and makes it even worse, because it transports now throughout the entire thing, it transports any liquids in it, that it's in touch with. So therefore, if it would be Yeruke, it would be awesome. Velo Amra, none of the Lepu Kartufni. Now, the only time that we paskin and Mani de Kunya are mutter, and they don't absorb, is if there is no break in the glaze. But oftentimes, you get these little cracks in the glaze. If the glaze is cracking, forget it. Because Ipu Kartufni, Asiri, then every place where there's a crack, it's going to absorb. And all you need is one place for it to absorb, and the entire cleave will become full of whatever it is that we're talking about. That's a question. Lagabe, we're going to do more machra, Lagabe Yayin Nesra. There's places where we're makel after a certain amount of time, but the time is no longer harsher. Whether the alum makes actually worse, and it's even worse than a normal cliffharis, or what exactly? Okay, this is a complex subject. We're not getting comments, but Pesach, how we deal with these things, there's no getting other Yisurin. So there's really three categories that we need to discuss in the Klei Kunya, which, of course, when we get to, it's really a Chulin Sugya, not a Ksuvah Sugya. So, but to discuss the Rav Zid, we'll already bring up Psak of Rav Zid. Mishalach l'medinat ha'yam itma. Rav Amar poskim mezonot leishet ishu, Shmuel Amarim poskim mezonot leishet ishu, Amar Shmuel. Of course, modeli ava, b'shloshav chadashim rishonim, the fishein adam iniach beitore kam, again, in a case where there was no problems with the marriage, obviously. And this of course, is a very nogea sugya. This is the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, at least the Ashkenazi, the Farish. That if we have any question that the husband has run away, of course, we'll take care of the woman immediately. Answer, so what, and furthermore, it's a shmo, bishu shamu bo shemait, b'korev kuli amlo pligi, ki pligi bishu lo shamu bo shemait, so there Rav Amar poskim, da meshubadva, Shmuel Amar in poskim, my time, huh? Rav Zvid Amar im etzori atvasa, and since we're talking about Rav Zvid, we're going to paskin other things of Rav Zvid at the end of the page. Rav Popam bar cheshinan shema amar la tzi ba tzi adayach mibzonotaya. Is there a practical difference? There is indeed. My binevi can be nayo. Either a case of a gedolah, so she could have been sroried, but lo sipka, she could not have made a deal if she didn't have enough money to provide for herself. Inami ktana, who could not have been sroried, because she normally wouldn't take care of banks, but sipka. Tanan, mishalach l'meninat hayam vishto tovat mezonot chanan amir tishavah besov ala tishavah betchila. Nech kolab menekonim gedonim varma tishavah betchila ubesov. Ad kan lo pligi ala l'inyan shvuav amezoni yavinanah. Of course, Tirgam Shmuel b'Shamo Shemet. Tashma, Misha Lag Minat Hayam Ishto Tovad Mezonot Bei Kohanim Gedolim Omer. Omrim Tishava, Chanan Omer Lo Tishava. Ve'im Ba Ve'Amar Pasak Ben Mezonot Ne'aman. Achinam Shishamo B'Shemet. What do you mean Shamo B'Shemet? He's alive and kicking. Ve'im Ba Ve'Amar Kama. Yes, Im Ba Liachre Shmuel. Tashma, Misha Lag Minat Hayam Ishto Tovad Mezonot. But if Kadmu Beidinu Pasku, Maisha Pasku Pasku. No, it's also talking about the Shama Boshamek Li Shola. Tashma, Vinshalach Minatayam Ishtotovan Mizanot Beidin Yordim Lachazavazanim of Fanisim Lishto, Avalovan Avalot Avalot Avaracher. On Rev Sheshet, here it's talking about Mimashet Ishtoyade Shalish. If that's the case of Banavam Notav Namikish, Sholazav, Lord Sholazav, my Pascha. Elamer of Papa Kishishama Boshamed Beidachat. So he, the Ibite in Stuvi Beidachat, Matsi Minsava, so clearly Mizoni Nami Avinala. Bashenka in Banavu Benotav, the Ibola Mechelin of Kasav is Yerusha Beidachat Lomatsu Nachti. So therefore Mizoni Lona Avinalo because the Erachat is meaningless to them. By the way, what was that Dover Acher? Rav Chista Omer Takshit. Rav Yosef Omer Tzedakah. So man, the Yom HaTakshit, Kosh Gein Tzedakah, man, the Yom HaTzedakah, but Takshit Yavin Allah, the Lonech Alay, the Tinval. Toshma Yeva Meshloshe Chodeshim Rishonim Nizonet Mishol Baala, Mikan V'Elech, and Nizonet Lo Mishol Baala, V'Lo Mishol Yova. Omad Bedin Uvarach, Nizonet Mishol Yova. Omad HaShmuel, so, what does that prove? L'may Nechush L'lai, Imishum Tzrari, why would he have given her Tzrari? He's a Yovam, he's not a husband. Lo Mekar V'Daitei L'Gabah. It's not up to him. lamishtab delay at all anyway. Tashma, aisha shalcha yubala lamidatem avatam ramet bali ratstanizan ratstagovak tuvata, girshani bali, mitparneset volechet ad kidek tuvata, but only ad kidek tuvata. Well, achinam kisham aboshamet. Well, if that's the case, why is it limited to her ktuva? Masha ad kidek tuvata. Because ihi the afsida anafsha. Tashma, ketzer amumimainet in la mizonot, yata yacholom harbi yoshevet tachat ba'ala, obviously ba'ala chayab in mizonot. Ela, you'll have to say, it's talking about a case, gon shalach ba'ala na medinat ha-yam, so lafta bi'achla, and then amda v'miyana, she doesn't get, but that's only because she's miyana. So she annulled the marriage, but a normal woman, halo miyana, we would have given it to her, yavin ala. Because again, this is a special case. Lamai nechushla. Imishim tsrori, by definition, she's a ktana, if she could be mamayanet, and tsrori la ktana lo matfis. Imishim a deal about maisi adayim, the general, I mean, normally, a ktana lo sipka. Bottom line, my habi ala, kiyatur vdimi omar maase, balavne rebi bivet sharim basak la mezonot, livne rebi shmo betzipor avalo basak la mezonot, tarba rebi yochanan. I mean, the Mishnah didn't matter to him. But Mizonot, it wasn't even a thought of anybody that we wouldn't give Mizonot. Well, back in Babel, it's talking a Mishnah, and lifnei Rabbi Yishmael betzipari upasakla bizonot. Om Rabbi Yochanan mara Rabbi shelo pasakla. Da lo nechlo kuchanan ibnei kohanim gedolim eli in shvua. Avo mizonot yavin ala. Om alei Roshama bar Abba kvar tirgama shvua bababa kishama bashimeit. Om alei patrita bakulei hai. Vihilchata kabati de rav uposki mizonot vayishat ish. Hilchata kabati revunam rav diom revunam rav yicholai shet shetomar lebala. Any mizonot v'ni osah, v'yocher ta'kavati r'vizvit b'kunia. Yom r'zvit amani t'kunia chiv v'yuch misharu, yiruki asire, v'lo amr t'sharu, ala v'lo et bukartufni, it bukartufni asire.